Oh, ladies and gentlemen, hello. We are live according to all my systems. Ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year, first of all. But welcome to a new season, season three, of Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live.
Happy Hour? I'm not fucking happy. I'm angry. I'm always fucking angry.
Oh, yes. Welcome to a new season, season three of Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live. For those of you who've been around since season one and two, which it looks like some of you are there. Thank you for being here. Linda Wonder Woman, Alison Walker, Raquel Regal, all of you guys, Margaret Phoenix, thank you for being here. If you're new, then welcome. Welcome to the show. Let me give you a brief overview of seasons one and two. It was basically me drinking a beer and talking to you live on YouTube, and you decided what we talked about. You would ask me questions, I would answer them, and that is basically the same thing that's happening for season three, but there's a couple of changes. Change number one is I won't be drinking on my own like an alcoholic. I will have a friend, a guest with me every week, or I will try to, drinking with me and drinking with you, and you still get to decide how the show goes. It's live. You ask us questions and we answer the questions. So that is staying the same. I've got a new guest. So that is cool. Number two, the second thing that's changing is the time and date. It's Monday, 8 p.m. Today, it's the 11th of January. So we are live. New time, new day. The only thing that changes is that as soon as the live is finished, it will no longer be available on YouTube because I'm going to get subtitles for it. So we're going to work on the subtitles. I've got Maxime Boutet. Shout out to Maxime from Quebec, who is doing the subtitles for the show every week. And as soon as he does the subtitles, which is about 3 days later, the video will then be posted again on the YouTube channel. Speaking of the YouTube channel, it is a new YouTube channel. This is a new channel, Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live. So please subscribe. If you're not already subscribed, because basically, the more you subscribe, the more people will watch, and then the more super crazy guests I can maybe get on in like 6 months, so it's win-win. You subscribe, we get even crazier guests. I mean, imagine getting, who would be amazing? Let's get Barack Obama, let's get him on. So that is the other change. What else? The video isn't available as soon as we're finished live, but the audio will be, because this is also a podcast. You can listen to the audio version straight after the live. That will be available like an hour after the live, because I'm going to post it as the audio. So we don't have to do subtitles for that. So you can find the podcast at paultaylorcomedy.com/podcast or any podcasting app, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, all that kind of stuff. So there is the podcast version. What else? The other thing is the lives now will be in two parts. There will be a part one, which is 1 hour long, free on YouTube for everyone. And then part two continues after the main one, but it is only for the people who are supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/Paul Taylor, because this whole live is thanks to you guys, thanks to the people on Patreon for supporting me and helping me make the show look and sound as good as it does with the microphones, the cameras, all that kind of shit. So the second part, the second hour of the live will be available on Patreon. If you're interested in that or supporting me, go over to the website. You can choose to buy me half a pint a month, 1 pint a month, 3 pints a month. And for those, you get different things in exchange, but you all get access to the second part of the live. And the higher paying ones get some extra stuff as well. So that is the new format of this season. Season three, we have a guest, we have some exciting stuff, but the show stays the same. We're drinking a beer with you and answering your questions. However, today's first episode is slightly different. I'm not drinking beer, I'm drinking wine, because my guest today doesn't like beer. So I got a bottle of wine that's called Les Darons, which in French means the dads, because my guest is a dad, just like me. Ladies and gentlemen, please go wild, go crazy, and welcome to the show, Mr. Sebastian Marx!
Yes! Hello! Oh, I have to come to the
microphone. You come to the microphone, pull up a chair. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello!
Let me get Patreon out of the way. Let's, while I open the wine, Yep. Why don't you introduce yourself for those who don't know who you are? Maybe there's some people who don't know who you are, but I talk about you a lot.
Thank you.
And the work that we do together quite often.
Thank you.
So introduce yourself.
Hello. I'm worried that this is going to take a long time for you to open the bottle of wine.
I know, expert.
You got the good technique. You're like removing the cap. Oh, wow. Did you work as a sommelier? Is that what they call it? Oh, wow. He's got the technique in it. Okay, I'm going to...
Yeah.
Hi. My name is Sebastian Marx. I am an American, kind of. I've been living in France for 15 years now. I did not think it was going to be that long. I am with a French woman. I do stand-up comedy. En anglais, meaning in English, and in French. And not much lately because of you know what... We're not even going to mention, let's try to not mention the word tonight. Oh, he's going for the glass. And I don't like beer. I'm like the only American who does not like beer. And so thank you, Paul.
I'm doing... I don't know what you're supposed to...
Le bullshit.
Oh, le bullshit.
Le bullshit that we do with the wine. I don't like beer. So thank you, Paul, for making the effort and...
It's an absolute pleasure.
Drinking
wine. Taste it.
Wine.
Make sure
I'm supposed to... Okay.
I think you... Is it the guest that tastes it and decides whether it's shit? French people, les Français?
It's the one who knows the best, apparently. It's delicious. I'm a fan of Languedoc. I don't know much about wine, but I like this region. And it was just a coincidence. I did not ask for it specifically.
Do you want it filled up like a French person or like an American?
This is a French person?
Yeah, like to the widest part of the glass.
Oh,
but then
yeah.
As in America, I think they go, in England, they go up to the top.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine, because I don't know where the night's going to take us. So let's... Let's start.
We are definitely finishing this bottle by the end of the 2 hours, I reckon.
Yeah, that's probably
right,
true.
Right, I tell you what, also, the other thing that is new for this season is I'm going to make a thumbnail with both of our faces, like, cheersing and looking at... We've got to look people in the eyes.
The people there? Or?
Yeah, the people there, because then we can kind of look at each other in the eyes on the screen. Whatever. Straight down the camera. Cheers. Stupid face. There we go. That's it. Cheers, Santé. Oh, that is good.
That's good.
That's a good wine. It's one of my favorite wines that me and my wife drink all the time.
It's the vin de table for you.
Vin de table.
The vin de table.
It's a little bit more expensive than. I don't even know how much it costs. My wife does that. She ordered it off a thing called Frishti.
What's that? Oh, that's like delivery wine?
It's like delivery food. It's
delivery
like...
everything, and they was like, hey, you get a free bottle of wine.
Basically.
Vive la France.
Eliza is already taking the piss out of me. She goes, did Paul just pour his wine like beers? Eliza, shut up, okay? maybe. Yeah, I don't know how to pour wine.
I don't know how to pour wine.
I mean, I don't pour wine. I just open it and put it in. Doesn't matter. Shut up.
It's here. Look, it's in. That's it.
Oh, Nick Jones, we saw both of you at Casino de Paris.
Oh, when I opened for you.
When you did my opening for that, my final show. Were you there on the final night?
You did three?
Yeah, I did three.
I don't remember if it was the final. I can't remember.
It might have been the final. I don't know. Well, Nick Jones, back in the good old days when we could perform...
In front of people. Real people.
Well, these are real people. They're just not...
Yeah.
You can't see their faces. Well, we can see Nick Jones looking at a menu in there. I don't know what he's looking at in his picture.
I bet it's a wine menu.
What else have we got? The people, hello, we'll start talking to you now because...
I'm worried people are going to be disappointed that you're not drinking beer. This
look,
like the thing.
Poppy...
No beer today.
Poppy says no beer today. No, Poppy, I'm drinking wine because Seb doesn't like beer.
I don't like... I feel like beer is like drinking wheat. Like it's... I never liked beer. I'm an American. I know I should like Bud or stuff like that, but I grew up not liking fizzy stuff. I didn't like anything fizzy. I didn't even like Coke when I was...
oh, really?
Coca-Cola. People. Coke.
Okay. Alain Fresco, I saw you guys in Montreux.
It was great.
Oh, we had so much fun. That was one of my favorite shows, Montreux, at the Montreux Comedy Festival.
The English Gala,
yeah, which we...
Ex-Trending Comics. It was called Trending Comics before. Oh, sorry, you got a coaster. I didn't see this.
Yeah, no, I've got a coaster.
It's like a beer coaster.
Yeah, it's from Une Petite Mousse. They gave me the coaster. I was trying to... if you haven't seen the show, I think it's still available. Hold on.
I think it is.
Let me type into...
They said they were going to take it down after the lockdown, but seeing that the lockdown is lasting 3 years.
Montreux Comedy English Gala.
English Gala.
Just typing it into YouTube to see if it is available. It is still available.
Yeah. Oh, we're almost at 100,000 views.
Jesus, that's cool. Yeah. Let me just share my screen there for a second. There you go. If you type into YouTube Montreux, English. Which I've spelt incorrectly, Montreux Comedy English Gala, with the top there, and it's basically an hour, 2 hours of an English comedy show with French subtitles as well. So that's cool.
Yeah. That took them 6 months to put on.
It did. Good question. Himeshan. Sebastian, do you sleep there because of couvre-feu? Are you sleeping?
Because of couvre-feu. Because of the curfew. I have a permission slip, which allows me, because this is work. This is work. We are working hard. So this is considered work. And so I have a permission slip where I can go back home via the metro with that permission stuff. And I haven't been controlled is not a word. I haven't been stopped.
Controlled.
This is going to happen a lot tonight where we're going to translate, because we're both English speakers, but we're going to translate back into English from French. That's how long we've been in France. So control meaning stopped by the police or whoever.
Yeah, I've been coming here since October pretty much 4 days a week. Not once have I been stopped. I've got my permission slip in case, but no one has stopped me. Claire Gunning, work my ass. Fuck you, Claire. It is work. Technically it's work because the people on Patreon are paying me to do this. It is. And Sebastian is now my guest. Even though this is free on YouTube, it could be a TV show.
Yeah. Look at this, guys. This is
yeah.
TV show work.
Not really, but yeah. People are still allowed to film TV shows because it's work. Even on French TV now, when you see like different French TV, they have audience in there because they actually pay the people as extras, as the figurants, to come and
to play the audience.
So they're actually being paid. That's how they're able to have audiences on live TV shows.
I see someone, Axel Morin. I want a job where I get paid to drink wine. Sommelier?
That's sommelier. What is sommelier in English?
I think they sommelier. I don't think there is.
Do we just say it in an English accent?
Yeah, I think sommelier.
Sommelier. Hey, Margaret Phoenix says, wow, for more than 500, okay, so 490 plus watching. Congrats, Paul. Hey, this is so cool. Thank you for joining this new channel. I was worried that by creating a new channel that the audience would drop drastically, because on my other channel, my main channel, YouTube channel, there's like 260,000 people that are subscribed, and I was like, if I start from zero, this is going to be shit. But as I mentioned in the video that you probably have seen, my friend Nathaniel Drew, I mean friend, my new YouTube friend. Have you heard of Nathaniel Drew?
No, but since you mentioned him, I looked him up. He's I like his videos.
He's
30 days of cold showers I saw.
Yeah.
That's all
he's legit. And like I hadn't heard of him either. It was Florian, who you met in Montreux, who was my editor.
Yes.
Who came and filmed the vlog in Montreux.
Yeah.
He got in touch with me and was like, hey, do you know Nathaniel? He might be cool to have on your Happy Hour Live. So hopefully we'll have Nathaniel on the show.
He's an expat.
He's an expat.
American.
Yeah. He's
Canadian.
Very. Yeah, he knows about you. And he was like, me and Sebastian are crazily similar. He's American.
Yeah.
Of Argentinian.
Oh, really?
Roots, because his parents fled the dictatorship.
Oh, wow.
And he, I think, from his dad's side, he's Jewish.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Or his granddad's, like, it's not real Jewish because it's not his mom.
Mother. Yeah.
And he's an expat. Like, he was like, yeah, we like, and you also kind of look similar as
well.
Like,
yeah, yeah. I think I might be his evil twin. I've been wondering why I've been so evil this time. Perhaps it's because I'm an evil twin.
Evil twin.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on this new channel. It's exciting. Margaret is back. She says she's been following him from years. That's cool. We'll see. He needs to give me his availability, his disponibility, on Mondays at 8 p.m.
Does he do lives?
Does he do lives? He doesn't do lives.
He should do lives.
He should, but
he's against the algorithm.
He's not against lives. He just said to me, I should immediately stop doing lives
on
my main channel, because he's like, the content's good and like you're stunting, like YouTube's going, yeah, these videos are shit. So you do good videos and shit videos. So we won't promote the shit videos.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to try
I thought YouTube loved live things. So anytime they're live, they're like, oh, look at this. It's live. It's happening. And I thought they kind of put that forward.
Maybe when it is live, I don't know.
And then afterwards, yeah, they might not.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, here we go. Caroline de Tahiti.
Oh, wow.
I guess that means you live or are from Tahiti. Vous êtes humoriste, vous êtes payé pour parler sur scène en temps normal, vous parlez via YouTube, c'est pareil, c'est du boulot.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's what we've been trying to convince you guys of.
Yeah, if only, I mean, if the thing is, when we speak on stage, it sounds like it's just easy and we came up with the jokes on the spot. Unfortunately, it is a lot harder work than this. This is hard work because I have to set up the technical side. I have to watch a lot of tutorials in order to make it happen. So it is work, but the actual
life... And I have to look that way. I've been looking there, and I have to look that way. So that's my job.
Yeah.
It's hard.
And drink. Seb, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about your language situation and, like... Just in general, like your language journey through life. Like what languages do you speak? How did you start speaking them? That kind of stuff.
Struggle is the word. I grew up in the greater New York area to Argentine parents. Both my parents are from Argentina. And so I grew up in a household where they spoke both English and Spanish. So it wasn't like they spoke Spanish at home and I learned English outside. They both mixed it up. And that mixed up my brain. So I have notions of Spanish, but yeah, English is my mother tongue. And then when I came to France, I knew zero French. And I was like, oh, I'm going to pick up French in 6 weeks because I know some Spanish. No, it doesn't work that way. French and you knew Spanish before.
I did the opposite. I knew French before Spanish.
I think that's much easier to go from French to Spanish than Spanish to French because all the sounds are already... All the sounds that exist in Spanish are already in French.
It's not... Yeah, there's more noises, there's more sounds in French than there are in Spanish. So I think you're right.
And like all the nasal vowels.
Yeah.
You know, like for a Spanish speaker learning French, they have to learn all these nasal vowels, where a French person's like...
A nasal vowel being like...
Where the three, I think, is
Just making noises. That's a good clip to clip out. Just a gif of you going, It's like, hey, what did you miss on today's happy hour? You missed Sebastian going, They sound like sex noises.
Exactly. That's why they say it's the sexiest language, just because of that. And then, so yes, I came to France and I knew zero French.
So you knew zero French before moving here?
Before moving here.
Okay.
And I followed a French girl. To Toulouse, which is a city in the southwest of France. I'm specifying that because I did not know that before coming to France.
French people, est-ce qu'il y a des gens de Toulouse? Are there people from Toulouse on the chat?
If there are, chocolatine. That's what they say. And so now I speak French with a heavy American accent. I speak American with a heavy French accent, apparently, now. It's really... pissing me off because when I meet Americans, they're like, you're not American. I'm like, yeah, I am. They're like, no, you have like, you speak weird.
What, when you speak English?
When I speak English.
Interesting.
They're not saying like I'm French, but they're like, you're not American. They don't think I'm American.
That's
like, I don't have the Sarah Donnelly American twang, which is like, you are American kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, I have this kind of like, I think, and it's partially because I grew up with Argentine parents, I think, that I kind of... don't have a very typical American accent.
Okay. We've got a bunch of people from Toulouse. Vinitz Colote.
Yeah.
We've got Getsy. We've got Sophie.
Yeah.
We've got Jean-Philippe Lafont. What a great name.
Yeah.
Jean-Philippe
Lafont. Nasal vowel.
Yeah.
Pierre
Vielle. Maybe they're just saying yes to other things.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's...
They're agreeing with me saying that French is...
Yeah, people are shouting chocolatine.
Yeah.
Like you said, chocolatine.
Well, that's anyone from like the southwest. I thought it was the whole south, but it's just like the southwest, apparently.
Yeah, there's a big debate in France. And no one outside of France knows this debate about...
Or cares.
Pain au chocolat versus chocolatine, which is...
Chocolate croissant.
You guys say a chocolate croissant.
Chocolate croissant.
We call it a pain au chocolat.
Really?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
In the most English accent possible.
A pain au chocolat.
A pain au chocolat. It's not a pain au chocolat. It's a pain au chocolat.
It doesn't, like, if you would tell me that, I wouldn't even know what you were talking about.
Yeah, pan au chocolat.
Which, like, what the hell is a pan au chocolat?
But the thing is, when I go back to England, I can't go to a place and say, can I have a pan au chocolat, please? Because then I come across as a dickhead. I have to say it in a fake, in the stupid English. Can I have a pan au chocolat? Yeah. In the same way that when you go back to the US, I imagine, you can't say, can I have a croissant?
Yeah. You're like, oh, what a dick. They'll be like, it's amazing. Like, if you say a French word in a proper French accent in America, they think you're just like a pretentious person. This is like...
So one of my loyal fans, who's on Patreon, who's everywhere, his Google name for a while on the chat was the Verlan of my name. Yeah. So Paul Taylor Verlan, the backwards French. Yeah. He called himself Laup Lorte.
Wow.
And now he's changed his name to you.
Tian Bas. Oh wow. X Ram.
How's that, Sebastian Marks? Oh yeah, of course, X-Ram. Yeah. Tian Bas X-Ram, because it sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good. Tian Bas X-Ram.
And what he does is he takes...
Sounds like a robot.
It does. He takes Tian Bas X-Ram. He takes a person's profile picture and he inverses their face and their chin hair and their hair.
Yeah, that's weird.
Look at the state of that.
Oh my God. I didn't notice that was my neck on top of my head.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever said that sentence. But
he says, team je m'en fous. Like, he doesn't care whether we say chocolatine. I agree.
Yeah.
So you didn't learn French before you moved here.
Yeah. And so I learned it here, and then it was a long and winding road, and I perform now in French. I perform stand-up comedy in French.
You do. And you had a show that was... have you had to cancel shows and stuff?
I had to cancel lots of shows. You were
doing a tour for Rodage, for like the work in progress of your new show, right?
Which, like, a year ago already. Like, I was supposed to be honing my show all of last spring, and then all that was canceled. I was able to like perform like 5-6 dates in September, October when it opened up again. And then November, everything was closed again. So I haven't been able. So I performed my new show, which was supposed to be en rodage, meaning work in progress, like probably 6-7 times.
Okay.
So I still don't feel good with the show yet.
And that was...
That was like...
In French. That show
in
French.
Yeah, the new show's in français. French. I still host well when things are normal. I host the New York Comedy Night, which is a showcase, meaning several comics, of stand-up comedy in English on Sundays in Paris. And which was the first English speaking show in Paris, which I started like 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah. And it's still the best.
This is where Paul started performing before he had his own show. Well, in France, at least, before he had his own show, and it's still running. So no, I kind of said to myself, I'm going to stop doing my English show because people were getting confused, including me, between like... Which night was like the French night, which I had so many French speakers come into the English show. So many English speakers come into the French show. I should have done what you did. It was just like franglais. It's clear. It's both languages.
It's funny because when I was building my show, when I was working, when I quit my job at Apple 2015, that summer I went to Edinburgh.
Oh, you say that so well.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Go on. How do you say it?
Edinburgh.
Yeah, there's too many vowels in there.
We're dragging it out.
It's not Edinburgh, it's Edinburgh. Imagine you're like a dude like at college in America and you're like, "Hey, bruh."
Yeah.
"Hey, bruh."
Edinburgh.
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 There you go.
Kind of like that.
Edinburgh.
It's like you're getting punched in the stomach when you're trying to say exactly. Edinburgh.
Yeah. Edinburgh. Well, because when you go to Scotland, most of what happens is you're getting punched with drunk people. "Hey, yeah, you bastard." Edinburgh.
But not with wine.
Not with wine, no, definitely. Or if it is wine, they're drinking, as somebody said earlier on.
A jug of wine?
No, I think it was Lauren Lanham who said it's basically we drink by the bottle sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going out, we fuck the glasses. We ain't got time for glasses. We ain't got time to do the washing up afterwards.
We're time-conscious alcoholics. We gotta go directly.
Alison Walker, who is from Scotland.
Edinburgh. Oh, that's just like bruh.
Edinburgh.
Not even, like, there's no... No, it's not bruh.
It's Edinburgh. Edinburgh, yeah.
Edinburgh.
But I notice when Americans do go to Edinburgh and they come back, before they go, I'm going on a trip to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And then they come back, they go, I just came back from Edinburgh.
Yeah. You probably get punched when you say Edinburgh.
Well, it's like English people going to, they're going, oh, I'm going on holiday to the US. And someone's like, oh, where are you going? I'm going to the state of Arkansas.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you go, where did you come? Oh, you went, oh yeah, I was on holiday in Arkansas.
Arkansas. Yeah.
There's another state as well that has a weird, like a weird pronunciation for how it's spelled in the US.
Oh, well, the tongue, like Iowa?
No, that's fine. Because it looks...
Ohio? No, I guess. That like has an like a silent letter like Arkansas?
Yeah, it might be Connecticut.
Connecticut?
But that's Connecticut. So that's similar.
Yeah.
There is another one though, and I can't remember what it is.
Well, there's New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans.
New Orleans or New Orleans.
Yeah, we say New Orleans.
Yeah.
Nouvelle Orléans.
Yeah, most people from there say New Orleans.
Oh, that's it. Nikki Charles, well done. Where are you?
Maryland?
Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah. Maryland.
Maryland. That was the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. We do say Maryland. Illinois. No, I think you guys say Illinois.
Illinois.
The French say Illinois.
Illinois.
No, they say Detroit. When they say Detroit, I had no idea. But they're right. It's a French word, Detroit.
It is. And what's interesting is that in Quebec, they say Boston.
Oh, really?
Whereas the French would say Boston.
Yeah. No, the French pronounce Boston better than the Quebec people, which is
exactly
rare.
Yeah. Massachusetts, no, but it's yeah.
Paul, move the yellow cushion, please.
Oh, is it annoying?
Oh, wow,
it's because
I'm annoying.
Not covering it.
Oh, no, you're like slightly covering
it's
it.
It's because
like,
normally
it's just out.
Normally this is symmetrical behind me, and because it's sticking out.
That's showing like how engaging our conversation is.
I know, no one gives a fuck about the conversation. It's like, Paul, the fucking cushion. Jenny Richards, I will just move my beer tit in front of the I will move the beer tit in front of the cushion. That way you can't see the cushion. All right, are you okay now? All right, good. Alba Herida, watching from Algeria. Hello.
Nice. Yeah, represent.
Have you been to Algeria before?
I have not. Have you?
No. Well, I don't know why I had to think. I've been to Morocco, but not to Algeria, for the Marrakesh Comedy Festival.
Oh, how was that, by the way? I don't know how interested these guys are in comedy.
Yeah, it's comedy.
We can talk about other things.
Comedy, language, technology, whatever. They enjoy everything. Marrakesh du Rire, I think, is a cool thing. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Because I am not... I don't have jokes or material that they... not that they understand, but that applies to them.
Yeah.
Ils s'identifient pas à mes blagues. How do you say ils s'identifient in English?
They don't...
You don't identify with... No,
identify. Yeah, identify.
Yeah, there's another word, identify. Though. There's another word for it. Identifier. People help me out. Identifier. How do you say... Anyway, I'm talking about being an English person.
Sympathize with? No, but no, that's too strong.
They don't...
relate to.
Relate. Thank you very much. To. Relate. Yeah. To relate to, yes. Because I'm talking about being English in France.
They're like, no.
And struggling with the French language. They're like...
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah.
Shut up.
We don't care. We're fluent in French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was awful. It was in 2017. When you watch the video, it's fine because they added laughs.
Yeah.
And you also don't really see many of the audience reactions because they didn't give a fuck. So I, in
there
front
was
of,
no one in, the
in front of 3,000 people, I
oh,
dunked.
Oh, wow.
3,000. Yeah. Outdoors.
Yeah, I know it's outdoors. That's weird.
I died on my ass.
I think I saw it, or I think it was a while
awful.
Ago.
Oh, it was terrible.
It didn't seem awful.
No, because
good.
Because they add it
yeah,
looks
they
great.
Add laughter.
You're dressed nicely.
Yeah. Well, it's the decor is amazing.
Yeah, and they add laughs when you're not and yeah. So it's fine. It did
what
it,
is that place? Is that like Jamel's palace?
No, it's called Le Palais Badi.
Yeah. It's like a ruin or something?
It looks I think like so. Is that how you spell it? Palais Badi? Marrakesh. I don't even know how to spell Marrakesh anymore. Because in French, it's spelled differently. That is what it looks like on a normal thing. So let me
oh,
share
wow.
my
it's
screen
really
nice. Here. That's what it looks like when it's not being filmed. And what they do is they basically set up a big stand and cover this grass area. And we perform there. So du rire. I'm just going to add du rire. And then you'll see the same.
They really do
yeah,
a good
so
job.
That's what it looks like when they set it up. But during the day, you can go visit it. It's like a I think it's like an old palace. And these
like
birds, I can't remember what these birds are called, but they heckle you during the show. You can see them hanging up at the top there.
Yeah.
They
pooping on you.
Yeah, they basically shit on you on stage if you're not doing very well. So
they do a really good job because the lighting's great. I mean, like, it looks much nicer in the Marrakech du Rire mode. I mean, it's nice already, but like when it's lit up like that, it's great.
Yeah, Bertin Kubaka. It's almost like Chewbacca. Would you consider one day performing in Kinshasa one day?
Oh, wow.
It's a good question. I don't know if there's enough like French English people that live in Kinshasa.
But you can perform just in one of the two.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe. It's possible.
You've done that though, right? I mean, you've performed in one language, right? Or you always do the whole
I have when I've, like, if I do 10 minutes, yeah. I've not done the full show.
You haven't done, like, a full show in either French
language? No, because there's always bits in the show that don't, you have to do it in both languages.
But you have so much material that you could, like, add, especially with two shows. If you just take, like, the English portions from both shows, talking about, like, people who don't know who you are, who haven't seen the first show. Well, perhaps that's, like, not really the case anymore if you shared, like, the full first show, right?
Yeah, interesting. I don't. Maybe, yeah. I just, it's never, the opportunity's never coming up. Never coming up. It's never,
never
coming up.
Up. You're talking like an American.
It's never coming up. This opportunity to perform in one language is never coming up. It never came up for me to be like, oh, here's a show just in one language. I've done like 10-minute bits only in English or only in French.
Yeah.
Which, is, I mean, you have to do them only in French when you live here, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the... So anyway, I can't remember Edinburgh. I was in Edinburgh doing...
Did we just get sidetracked?
We were talking about bilingual shows, and then we ended up in Marrakesh, is what happened. That's what happens on this show. Went to Edinburgh, and when I was there, I was thinking about... I knew that 6 months in January 2016, I was going to do my hour show.
Yeah.
And I was... Like, I was looking... Like, my original plan was like, oh, Seb is doing well with his English show, French show. Do I do a show that's in... One show only in English, one show only in French, and kind of follow the path that you had blazed. What's the thing? Trailblazed.
Blazed, yeah.
You blaze the path for the people behind you. And I thought I could do that, but then I started going through my jokes and material, and I was like, oh, you need to speak French to understand that joke. Oh, you need to speak English to understand that joke. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it in this. I'll do one show that has both languages. And we'll see what happens. If in like 6 months still no one's coming, then I'll split it into two. And luckily for me, like, there was enough people that maybe found the concept a bit interesting and weird, that unique, that they came to see the show.
Well, you also did a showcase, remember? Like, I don't know, I think it was right before you started to do your own full show.
Mm-hmm.
You did a showcase, like, I think like 5 or 6 times. Showcase meaning like you invited other comics to do a Franglais showcase. Remember that? You were like, you would ring the bell. Do you remember this? Or like you would ring something and then we would have to switch languages on the spot. You don't remember this?
I remember that, but I don't remember it being me organizing it.
Yeah, you invited me.
Fuck, maybe. Was it in the was it in the Sonar? No?
No, it was in the Sojourn now.
Was it?
Yeah. Or you might have done it several times.
Yes, it was called, the show was called Les Bilinguals. Like, because I don't
remember what
it was. That's and I remember doing that a couple of times. Yeah, it was shit.
And then, no, it was great. I mean, for us, it was great.
I think for us, it was fun.
It was a great exercise to be able to.
Oh, I should do that.
The bell rang. You have to switch languages.
It's true. I had the sound effect of like a ding, 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 and then you had to switch languages and do it in the.
I don't know. Like
language.
You were like just you and I. Who else did? Like,
I think
very few people could do that.
It might
like
have
Alex
been
Alex Van Walsum.
Yeah, it might have been like Adrien Arnoux, people like that. Maybe Yassine Bellous. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I think did that right before. Yeah, I need a refill. Oh, we're definitely going to finish this bottle.
That's kind of, and literally my struggle with everything I've been doing, whether it's stand up or YouTube or like even the TV stuff that I've done. Like, I'm still in this dilemma of language and it never ends.
No, but you've found that. I mean, it doesn't seem like, it seems like a strength rather than a handicap, because managed to do an English speaking show on French television, which was like unheard of.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a faux pas. In France, like, what is this Englishman?
Yeah, I was very lucky that Canal Plus were like, yeah, cool, we'll try an English show. It was a short one. Where it kind of fell apart was when it was the longer documentary series that we did, where I kind of pushed hard for it not to be dubbed. I didn't want to dub myself into French. Which, but
that would have been weird.
But if you watch like Gad Elmaleh's show, what's it called?
His stand-up show?
No, his Netflix. Huge in France.
Yeah.
And Emily in Paris.
Yeah.
Both of those are dubbed. there's people speaking English in them. Like, yeah. Gad at some point is speaking English. Yeah. For most of it, he's speaking in English. Yeah. But he's dubbing himself in French.
Weird.
And in Emily in Paris, the French actors,
yeah,
they're dubbing themselves into English. Even though they're speaking French.
Oh, in the show they speak
No, in the show they speak English.
And then
they dub themselves into French. Wow. It's fucking horrific
to watch. That's weird.
So, but I think they have to, like, they're too scared of, they don't want to do, like, for me, one of my best, my favorite films is L'Auberge Espagnole.
Yeah.
Cédric Clapiche.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's all in different languages, yeah, and it's all subtitled.
Which movie should be?
That's my feeling. But TV is too worried about the numbers. And yeah, they're like, oh, most
TV's different. The thing is, like, I was really disappointed as an American coming to France because the French have this reputation for loving movies. And there's a great cinema scene and, you know, they make tons of movies. There's a whole great industry of movies in France. So I was disappointed to see that, like, the second you leave Paris, everything is dubbed. You go to a movie theater, like 95% of the movies are dubbed, which is weird, mm-hmm, because like it's the actor's voice is so important to his acting.
Yeah. So Tian Basse, X-Ram, Sebastian Marks Mackwood says, Paul Sebastian, you should do a 5-minute bit where you both speak with your French accents. Bon, bah, on va parler en français alors.
On peut?
Ouais.
Ouais, mais Paul n'a pas d'accent.
C'est vrai que moi, quand je parle français, j'ai un tout petit accent qui sort, mais souvent, j'ai pas trop d'accent. Sinon, posez-nous des questions en français, comme ça on peut répondre à des questions en français.
J'adore qu'il y a quelqu'un qui dit TV is for mental wankers, qui traduit en TV, la télévision est pour les branleurs mentaux. C'est ça?
C'est exactement
J'adore
ça.
J'adore que le mot wankers, parce que wankers c'est très anglais, c'est pas américain du tout.
Wankers, c'est. Ouais. Comment vous dites jerk off, c'est ça?
Jerk off. Jerk off. Ouais, en fait, ouais, c'est notre wanker en fait. Ouais, ouais. C'est vrai. Who is Sebastian Marx? Seems Majo.
Who said that? Where is it?
Parisima. Parisienne. Sorry, I'll never do this again. This is really annoying.
It's okay. Parisima.
Bonsoir, Degas. Who is Sebastian Marx? Seems
Parisima.
Majo.
You need to go back to the beginning of the live.
I am.
What does
Majo
mean?
I don't know.
Majo?
I don't know what it means.
He seems Majo.
Majo? Majo? I don't know.
Majo? Majo is Spanish. It is Majo. That means like you're a. I mean, it means you're a magician. But I think it's a.
No, Mago.
Is it Mago? Yeah, maybe. Mago. All right.
We don't know what it means. But yeah, I'll introduce myself again. I'm an American living in France.
Do it in French.
Je suis un Américain, j'habite en France et je fais du stand-up. Je suis un humoriste qui joue en anglais et en français normalement, en temps normal, quand il n'y a pas une pandémie qui ferme toutes les salles de spectacle. Et donc, entre-temps, je fais des podcasts, je fais de live. J'ai une chaîne YouTube.
C'est
aussi.
Ça.
Vous pouvez regarder mes vidéos, mes stand-up, sur ma chaîne YouTube, qui est Sébastien Marx.
Sébastien écrit à l'anglaise ou à l'espagnol, Sébastien.
Ouais, exactement.
Pas et, Sébastien avec un EN.
Et il y a plein de vidéos.
Je vous montre l'écran en même temps.
C'est moi.
Sébastien Marx, go subscribe to him if you haven't. Et du coup, les 4 dernières vidéos, c'est des vidéos de son premier spectacle qui s'appelle Un New Yorkais à Paris. Très drôle. Je crois que j'étais dans la salle.
Il
ce
était dans la salle. Paul était dans la salle pendant le tournage de ce spectacle. Parce qu'en fait, il faut savoir que quand on tourne un spectacle, souvent on fait 2 représentations le soir même. Toi, tu as fait pareil.
J'ai fait pareil, ouais.
Et donc moi, j'ai joué à 19h et j'ai joué aussi à 21h et quelques. Et j'ai gardé quasiment tout le spectacle de 21h, la séance
de
21h.
Moi, j'ai tout gardé du premier.
Ah oui, ouais. Bah, c'est bizarre.
Je sais pas. Moi, c'était à 18h et à 20h30.
Mais le public était mieux à 18h?
Ouais.
Ah oui.
Bah, en fait, je crois que le public, le deuxième public, il était un peu plus âgé.
D'accord.
Et ils étaient un peu moins dans l'ambiance.
Démonstratif.
Je sais pas, ouais. Donc, mais normalement, souvent, quand on capte un spectacle, c'est toujours le deuxième qui est mieux. Parce que
souvent,
nous...
Ouais.
Le stress, il est parti de faire le premier. Et aussi, comme c'est plus tard dans la soirée, eh ben, les gens, ils sont plus chauds, ils ont bu un peu d'alcool, ils sont plus dans l'ambiance. Mais je ne sais pas pourquoi, le premier était bien, mais il n'était pas aussi bien. Le premier était mieux que le deuxième.
Oui, moi, j'étais tellement soulagé après le... Non, en fait, après le premier, j'étais soulagé que je l'ai fait, mais j'étais énervé parce que j'avais l'impression que je n'ai pas fait assez bien. Tu vois ce que je veux dire? Donc, j'avais la rage pour la deuxième représentation. Donc je suis arrivé, j'ai dit non, et donc j'ai mieux joué, mais le public était bien meilleur aussi.
C'était cool. Parisima answers, major means cool.
Cool.
Okay, je connaissais pas. Donc,
in what language?
I guess it's French young slang.
Ah, really? We're old.
Mika Luna. Paul, j'ai vu un sketch, un vieux sketch de toi à Montreux où tu parlais français avec un accent anglais, tu faisais exprès ou tu avais plus d'accent avant. Ça, c'est une très bonne question parce que...
Tu faisais ça avant.
Je faisais ça parce que le problème que j'avais en France, quand j'ai commencé à monter sur scène, ma première scène et mes premières scènes en France étaient en anglais sur le plateau de Sébastien à New York, the New York Comedy Night. Et pas loin après, j'ai commencé à jouer en français. Sauf que comme j'ai cet accent-là quand je parle français, j'avais du mal, ça fonctionnait pas du tout. Personne rigolait quand je montais sur scène et je disais « Salut tout le monde, je m'appelle Paul, je suis anglais, j'habite en France depuis 3 ans. » Et en fait, il y a un truc que je comprends pas en France, c'est que la bise, c'est compliqué parce que vous vous faites la bise. No one was laughing, ça marchait pas du tout. Parce que les gens, ils se disaient « Mais t'es pas anglais, t'es français, ferme ta gueule. » Donc j'étais obligé de commencer 3 minutes avec un faux accent. Genre « Bonjour, comment ça va? Je m'appelle Paul Taylor, je suis anglais, ha 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 !» Et au bout de 3-4 minutes, arrêter le truc et dire « Bon, je vais arrêter de vous parler avec cet accent de merde. » Et c'était la seule manière de fonctionner en français. Et du coup, maintenant, comme ce sketch il a été vu plusieurs millions de fois sur Internet, je ne fais plus ce truc-là.
Mais je pense que partiellement aussi, c'est pour ça que c'est bien pour toi de le faire en franglais. Parce que du coup, le fait que tu montres que tu parles anglais couramment, du coup, ça justifie le fait que tu es anglais. Tu vois ce que je veux dire?
Ok.
Le fait de faire en franglais, tout de suite, quand on entend que tu parles anglais, du coup, tu n'as pas besoin de convaincre les gens que tu es vraiment anglais parce que tu parles anglais couramment.
Mais c'est pour ça que quand je monte sur scène sur 10 minutes en français, je monte et je fais « Hey, good evening Paris, make some fucking noise !» Parce que tout le monde comprend ça.
Ouais.
Hey, et puis après, je commence en français, je dis « Salut, je m'appelle Paul, je suis anglais, est-ce qu'il y a des anglais dans la salle ?» Mais du coup, il y a aussi
le fait de débuter avec en anglais.
Mais il y a aussi des Français qui font ça... souvent où il monte et il dit « Hey, good evening, motherfuckers !» Et je crois qu'en 3 phrases, les gens, ils captent pas que t'es forcément anglais.
Si, j'ai l'impression que en français qui dit ça, ça s'entend qu'ils sont...
Peut-être, je suis pas sûr, ça dépend, parce que s'ils imitent un accent américain...
Ouais.
Parisima, I wasn't wrong. So she
Marco
is young, first of all.
Es castellano.
Castellano, yeah. Castellano, as the Argentinians would say, yeah. Castellano, for those non-Spanish speakers, is Spanish from Spain, from like Madrid and the middle of Spain. Because there's many dialects in Spain. There's Andaluz.
But the Argentinians call their Spanish Castellano. Did you know that? They don't say Espanol. They say they speak Castellano.
Yeah, because it's not Basque. It's not Catalan. What's the other? Gallego is another one from Galicia.
So yeah, I guess that's coming.
So it is Castellano, but with just a different accent.
No.
So Majo. So I did. I was.
But I saw there are 2 translations because I saw somebody said Majo. Parisima said it's cool, and somebody else said cute.
Right.
So I'm getting 2 different versions, not the same thing.
You're all full of shit, people. The American accent, Bridget Leonard, the American accent is better in French than the English. The American accent is better in French. Oh, yeah, so...
Well, Paul doesn't have a typical English accent.
No, but in general, Bridget, I think, is English. I've spoken to her before, and I think she's English. But in general, when Americans speak French, they sound better than English people that speak French.
Really?
Because we're just like, bonjour, je voudrais le pain au chocolat. We've still got like that glottal, the Harry Potter, like butter, like je voudrais une bouteille d'eau. Do you know what I mean? Whereas you, it's more, I don't know.
I don't even know. I don't think if I heard a British person and American person speaking French, I don't think I'd be able to know if they were British or American. I don't know, based on the accent. I don't have a typical. American accent when I speak French because I don't je parle pas comme ça. Je prononce pas mes R comme un américain.
C'est ça. You know what? So
c'est pour ça les gens pensent pas que je suis américain non plus quand je parle français.
Donc toi quand tu parles français, toi tu faisais une blague au début de ton premier spectacle.
Oui.
Sur ton accent.
Oui. Que les gens pensaient que j'étais allemand.
Right.
Parce que oui, que non, un mélange entre Jane Birkin et Karl Lagerfeld.
Jane Birkin, Karl Lagerfeld. Ouais,
parce que plein de gens, j'ai vu plein de commentaires sur mes passages en français. Ils disent, ouais, il n'est pas américain, il est allemand. Et en plus, mon nom fait allemand. Sébastien Marx, oui, si tu tapes vrai. Sébastien Marx, tu vas tomber sur 1000 Allemands et moi. Parce que Sébastien, c'est très courant en Allemagne. Et Marx, et bien Marx sûr. Aussi. Marx est allemand.
And you know who else thought that you were German to start with? Was my friend Rolly Assal.
Yeah. Who you thought, really?
Yeah, he was like, is he German? I was like, no, he's American. Rolly Assal, ladies and gentlemen, from Quebec. How is your Québécois? Do you understand Québécois?
Terrible.
You're terrible at Québécois.
I'm terrible at Québécois.
Well, it is 8:46. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time we get Rolly Assal on the show. That is one of the things that hasn't changed in season three is the segment of the show that I like to call C'est quoi en Québécois?
Québécois. Ça va, finalement. Calice de marre. Mais qu'est-ce que ça veut dire, ça? Je comprends rien.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rolly Assal is on the show. We're going to put our headphones on so that we can hear him and it doesn't create a feedback. Can you hear yourself?
I can.
Good. Amazing. All right. Let's get Mr. Rolly Assal on.
Rolly.
Let me add him to the left of the screen because we're looking that way. So let's add him to the left. Mr. Rolly Assal, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, what is he drinking?
Oh,
a little blended whiskey, my friends. Wow.
The focus is still on your face.
Yeah.
The behag.
Sebastian Marx.
Hello, Rolly. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good.
You guys.
Fun fact.
You met in real.
I think we met virtually at another of your.
Fun fact.
Lives.
I was there when we recorded your show.
Oh, okay.
J'étais avec toi, Paul.
Quoi? À l'Européen?
Ouais. J'étais avec toi, puis Adi. I saw your show with Paul and Adeline.
Oh, shit. Oh, I forgot that you were there.
Thank you for coming.
The three of us. Yeah. Which I loved, by the way. Cheers to that.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you... Okay. Fuck, how did I not remember that?
I don't think I... But did we talk after the show? Because I think Paul came to the little...
We said hi. Non, on n'a pas parlé. C'est vrai,
Adi was heavily pregnant.
Ah.
Wait, when did you record?
C'est vrai qu'il faut pas parler avec les femmes.
When did you record the show?
En octobre
2019. No, so Louise was or hold on, October 2019. So she was for. T'es sûr, Rolly?
Tabarnak, j'étais là. I was there. I saw the show.
I think he'd remember.
Like, but I mean, I was there. I the whole show, talking about the situation and everything. J'étais là.
T'étais là because October 2019 is when I started doing my second show at The Flow and Rolly was opening for me at The Flow and yours was recording on a Saturday, was it? No.
A lundi.
A lundi. So yeah. We were free. Okay, so then maybe we got a babysitter then, I guess, potentially. Adi might not have been there, but anyway.
I think wine is hitting you stronger than beer, Paul.
Jesus Christ.
Adeline was there as well. We had three places and
well, where
we
was
sat
the
down
fucking
together
baby?
On the side.
Rolly, where was the baby?
Who gave a fuck about the baby? On the John Marx. I don't know. We left it outside, waiting in the room. Who cared? On s'en fout. Elle râlait de toute façon. Elle pleurait tout le temps. On s'en fout. Anyways, I was
right,
there.
Anyway.
I loved the show. And
thank you.
I wish I could watch it again.
Well, you can.
You can if you have my canal.
Oh, yeah, because the full show's on my canal.
The full show is on my canal. It's on Comedy Plus, but Comedy Plus, they don't have like a live streaming service, so it's on my canal whenever you want. So for the five people that have Canal Plus, I include Paul in that five.
Yeah.
you can watch it on streaming. It's on New York at Paris. If not, you can watch the excerpts that I've put
Are
on my...
Are you still posting some more of those?
No, I was allowed four.
Oh, no.
So I already posted the four, but I have new content coming soon.
That's cool.
When I say soon, meaning tomorrow, I'll post another video that has nothing to do with stand-up. And because I talk about things. I do what they call face cam, where I talk to the camera.
Yes, you do. And so, so there's a running joke on this show from seasons one and two, mm-hmm. which is Vanille Fraise, Alison Walker.
Yeah.
Can you guess what Vanille Fraise is, Sebastian?
No, vanille fraise. It's two flavors of ice cream, but besides
it
that...
It is. So what color is vanilla and strawberry?
White and red.
Right. And what color is my face and skin right now?
Vanille fraise.
It happens when I get warm, because I'm hot right now. Yeah. It probably underneath I'm sweating. You probably can't...
No, it's all right.
Yeah. I'm still dry, but inside I'm sweating. And the alcohol doesn't help. So as soon... Look, if I open my shirt, look at that. Vanille fraise. It's like the English.
You got a sunburn.
The Englishman's suntan.
You got an alcohol burn.
Fucking hell! So vanille fraise.
But the wine is you're not used to wine.
I'm not. I mean, every night basically, my wife and I drink a bottle of wine.
Oh, okay, good.
We've stopped since the new year. This is my first wine since the new year.
My
first alcohol
fuck
since
dry
the new year.
January.
Yeah, we just mate. When you've got kids, you can't do it. Yeah. So. Well, I mean,
so when you drink wine,
three kids. Fuck you. You. I don't know how you're dealing with three kids.
I'm out. But
when you drink wine, when you drink wine, you forget you have a kid. That's what happens every night, right?
Yeah. Yep. And then we wake up with a headache and we're like, oh shit, Louise is still here.
Yeah. Oh shit, Louise is drinking the rest of the bottle. Holy Jesus.
We have a good photo. I can't show it because I don't want to show her face, but there's a good photo. We put the empty wine bottles on the balcony. Before we have to take them to a specific bin, like a glass bin. Yeah. And so we leave them outside. And one day the apartment got very quiet and we were like, where the fuck is Louise? And we found her on the balcony with empty bottles of wine. just like an English slag. Just like, oh, fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, you're fucking drinking. It was amazing. Anyway, enough about my baby and babies. Rolly Asal is here to talk Quebecois. Well, Sebastian, how is your Quebecois?
Terrible.
Talking about guessing, I think that's...
Maringouin? Maringouin is a word, right? That's what you call mosquitoes?
Yeah, maringouin is like a flying bug. How do you call it?
Is that a mosquito?
A mosquito, yeah. Maringouin.
Maringouin.
Okay, yeah, so before we go any further, I'm pretty good at Quebecois. I have never heard of maringouin, and my question for you is, how the fuck do you know that word?
Because
you know
I've done road trips. I'm a road tripper. I've crossed the United States several times. I've been to Canada several times, and in a car. And I drove. I'm not even sure if it's Québécois or if it's Acadien.
But you know, that's a very good question. But maringouin
use French too, right?
Yeah, they use like a blend of French and English from the East Coast. So, and they have a very strange accent. I think, Paul, you met one comedian, a friend of mine, who's called JC Surette. You remember his name?
JC Surette. I remember him. So very nice guy.
He has a kind of that strange accent because he's Acadien, but they speak perfectly French. But when they start talking with that weird accent, you think they're retarded, but they're not. They're not.
That's what the French think about the retarded. Québécois. They're
not retarded. Yeah, exactly. So, basically, I have a game for you. A guessing game. I don't know if Paul told you what I do in life, but I'm a comedian as well. And yes. I was wondering, have you ever been to Montreal to do some stand-up comedy?
Yes. I performed at Le Bordel.
Le Bordel Comedy Club.
Yes,
mate, I can't wait to have you again in Montreal. So that's the first thing I wanted to say.
I would love to be there again. I love it.
So to prepare you to your Montreal
comedy. I like that. There's a clipboard. Fucking clipboards.
Now I just got hot.
J'ai écrit des notes.
For those of you just listening to this, if you're not watching this, Rolly has just brought out a clipboard with a pencil. Good work, my friend.
Mais en même temps, il y a rien sur. Bah, il y a rien. Il y a juste. J'ai dessiné une queue, mais c'est tout. Mais bon. J'ai des expressions québécoises ici sur ma feuille. Et j'ai quatre expressions. Et je veux savoir à quel point tu connais tes expressions. How good are you with Québécois expressions, all right? So I'm going to tell you the first expression, and you need to guess what it actually means, okay? Either in English or French, whatever. And the first expression is...
Rolly, are you going to put this in the comments? Tu mettras ça dans les commentaires pour que je puisse les afficher à l'écran?
Exactement.
Nice.
So, the first expression is... Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire sacrer son camp? When you tell someone, sacrer son camp.
It's on
the screen.
Sacrer son camp.
Some cones, like, I guess we're like your own house, right? Like your own camp, right? Second, like a screw in your own house, or mess
you're
up
pretty
your
close.
Own house.
Yeah, it's not bad. Oh, okay, if you were to replace it with the French verb foutre son camp.
Yeah, oh, to get out. Foutre son camp. Foutre le camp.
Exactement.
Means to get out.
Yes.
Oh, wait, sacré means, is like to get out?
Sac.
Yeah. Oh,
get
wow.
out. So it
oh,
means
wow,
se casser, se barrer, to, or literally, like the word sacré is kind of a heavy, has a heavy connotation.
Yeah.
So
like
I could translate
bleu.
That to just get the fuck out. Sacré son camp. Would mean get the fuck out.
Yeah.
A lot of Quebecois swear words are based on religion.
Yeah.
So sacré.
Well, tabarnak is also religious, right?
Tabarnak is the most famous one.
I don't know how it's religious. I don't know what it means.
It's the inner
it's
church,
the tabernacle. It's
church,
the table.
Okay.
It's a tabernacle.
That's a, you should never pronounce that word because, oh, it's a table. Oh, it's a table. Okay, great.
So that you would... You need that when you come to Quebec,
next
of course.
Time,
if someone tells
yeah.
you to sacré son camp, means you get the fuck out. You get the fuck
yeah.
out.
On your last day in Quebec, you go merci. At the end of your show in Montreal, next time you're at Bordel, you go bon, je vais sacré mon camp.
Yeah.
But you have merci to tout le monde de m'avoir écouté. Je vais sacré mon camp.
Mon camp.
Next one.
Off
Holly.
The stage. Next one. I think it's one of my favorite. So. Maybe you can translate that in American.
Hey, here's the good thing about this live is that keep writing the comment and I'll apparently there's a drinking game happening, which is every time Sebastian says tabarnak, you God. Drink. There you go. They've created their own drinking game on the
Great.
Show, ladies
I
and gentlemen.
I can say tabarnak a lot.
Oh, vachez.
Because it's not fair that we're the only ones getting drunk here.
I like how Rolly was making fun of me drinking like wine to forget my child. He's drinking whiskey at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it is 3 o'clock. We forget that little bit of information, don't we? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you are by yourself.
I am by myself. This is so retarded. I forgot it was actually 3 o'clock because usually it's like 5 and 5 o'clock p.m. like we used to do it before. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, having a beer is okay. It's fucking 3 o'clock and like
so 3 o'clock,
I shouldn't have a.
So it's not a beer at 5.
Orange juice.
It's whiskey at 3 now.
Whiskey at right. 3. Cocaine at 6. All right.
At 6 in the morning.
All right. See, the expression I've put it on the screen. There you have it. So what does it mean? Se fendre le cul.
It means to fall on your ass.
To fall on
se
your
fendre
ass.
Le cul. Se fendre, fendre, une fente. Se
well,
fendre le
cul. It's like a slot. It's like to, yes, yeah, it's a une faille, right? It's just like,
se
it's a split your ass, literally, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's
why exactly.
I think, like to fall on your ass, like to fall down.
Attends, se fendre no? le cul. Donc, quand tu dis, ça me fend le cœur, oh, it splits my heart. Like, when people have a sad thing that happens in their lives, they go, oh, some
it breaks my heart.
It breaks. Okay,
right?
I didn't know that the verb fondre.
Does it make sense? It breaks my ass? Does that like...
It could, you know? But I'll give you context. Like, let's say you're exhausted et t'es énervé. T'es énervé, t'es fait, ah, putain, j'en peux plus. Je veux plus me fendre le cul. Ça me fait chier, ce truc. Je ne veux pas me fendre le cul. Oh, c'est de la merde.
Okay, meaning you don't want to do something. Like, it's a hassle.
It's
se
a hassle.
Le cul,
it means exactly,
like,
it's a hassle.
J'ai pas envie de se fendre le cul, meaning I don't want to put the effort into doing something.
Exactly.
In British English,
to bust
say,
my ass.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Exactly. Or, in British English, we would say, I can't be asked to go out tonight. Like,
yeah, British English, I can't be ass. In American English, is
I don't want to bust my ass going out. Yeah.
No, yeah, we wouldn't
busting
say
bust my ass.
Bust my ass is like when you work for something, like to bust your ass. Where you're saying, like, I can't be ass is like, I'm bothered.
Yeah, it's like I'm lazy. I just,
yeah.
I don't want to, I can't be ass.
But I think
difference.
The perfect translation is busting my ass because
okay. you have to work
actually...
for something.
Busting like you're yeah. breaking the ass.
I like the visual. I'm splitting.
Busting, I had a fondre bust. You know, it's kind of
se
the same.
Se le cul. Yeah, I think
c'est
comme
le cul. Se casser le cul. Bravo, Marx.
Alors, no, it's Eric's Tech.
Eric's Tech had it. So casser le cul, sinon.
Yeah. A pain in the
exactly.
ass.
Exactly.
I can tell that Eric is a fan of Apple because he's got his little Apple emoji thingy jig.
Oh yeah.
Go on then. Next one.
The next one is something that we use probably 1,500 times a day when we don't like doing
tabarnak.
Something. That's not tabagnak. Paul knows what it is. Paul actually uses it sometimes. And the expression is samgus.
I was waiting for you to finish.
Samgus.
Like gus is kid in English, in French.
Mm-hmm. But it's
real French. And, and in Quebecois, it means the balls, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So samgus, it's busting samgus. My balls.
Busting right? My balls, dude.
Ça me casse les couilles.
Ça me casse les couilles.
Le couille, bro, yes.
Good work.
You're a genius.
Wait, yes. Do we have...
That's
hold on,
amazing.
Hold on. I must have a... Hold on. DJ Airhorn sound effect. Ready?
Oh, there's a sound effect.
Yeah, hold on.
Nice.
But it's amazing how you made different links with different expressions in different languages. It's busting my balls.
Ghost is like the joke that the French have about the Québécois. Is like,
oh,
that.
Gus, yeah, exactly.
That it's like kids, oh, the kids, like the play on words that they have is like, oh, I'm gonna take care of my gus, and in French it means the kids, and in Quebecois it means my balls, so I'm taking care of my balls.
I'm taking care of my balls.
There you go, well played, Mr. Marks.
But I like how it's like same gus, like as if gosse was a verb,
yeah,
like
it is,
that's
it is.
Great. Like, is it is. In Quebecois,
je gosse, tu me gosse.
It's a reflexive.
Yeah.
Il faut que
tu me gosse, we use it often.
What is
tu
the subjunctive?
We use it often.
The subjunctive. J'espère qu'il me gosse
qu'il
pas.
Qu'il me gosse.
Ouais, que tu me gosse.
Qu'il me gosse, yeah.
Que ça me gosse, que whatever.
And the verb se gosse, so yeah, it's a reflexive verb, so it has to be se gosse. And so
absolutely.
Se gosse means it bugs me. It bothers
exactly.
Me.
Yeah,
okay.
Like,
you nailed it.
Like Tony Aquino. He says it nuts me.
It nuts me. Breaking the balls because it nuts me. Fungul.
Tony Aquino is a long-time listener. When Luke Thompson, he was like, he sounds like a gangster from New York, and he actually is from New York, which is the best part about it. Tony Aquino.
Nice.
And the last expression, are you a hockey fan since you're from the United States? Do you love hockey?
No.
Do you hate it?
I don't hate it. I mean, I watched when it's like the championship, I would watch it every now and then.
In New York, there's no hockey team.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, dude, the Rangers.
The New York Rangers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but they're shit.
And there was the Islanders, right?
Oh, okay.
Didn't the Islanders become like the New Jersey Devils? I don't know. I haven't followed. I never was a big hockey fan. I would watch it because some of my friends were hockey fans. And then when like it would be like the championship, what is it, the Stanley Cup finals? Yeah. I would watch it and be like, this is amazing. This is great. But then I wouldn't watch the next season.
That's great. So maybe that expression will be familiar with you. Maybe you guys sometimes use it when you watch a hockey game. So here's the expression is niaise pas avec la puck. Niaise pas.
Can I see it?
Yeah, he's
the puck is the puck.
You can say rondelle. I know French people are.
Don't screw with the puck. Don't screw with the. What is the metaphor here with the puck? Is like the thing, the object in question, like the most important thing.
Well, imagine a hockey game. Imagine someone. Imagine a player who's screwing with the puck. What is he doing? What is the coach gonna say?
He says, "Stop screwing with the puck."
Stop screwing with the puck. So he's fooling around. Like he's not getting to the point of the game.
Ah,
he's,
shoot to the goal. Stop wasting time. Beating around the bush.
There you go. So we go in a bar. There's a nice girl on the next side of the bar.
Ah,
you want me
gotcha.
To go talk to her? You go like, niaise pas avec la puck. Just go talk to
go,
her.
Just go.
Go
yeah.
For right. her.
Stop procrastinating.
Yeah.
Stop procrastinating. Make it happen.
Don't beat around the bush. Yeah.
Parisissima says, don't beat around the bush. Exactly. We talked about that. Don't fuck about. Jenny Richards. I love it. Don't fuck about. Just go and speak to her, will you? Stop fucking about.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's crazy that in every language, there is a translation for every expression we find.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think also the fact that we're so close geographically speaking, that there must be some kind of, you know, link, I guess. You know, too many Quebecois come into the States that like, oh, we got to find an equivalent. We can't have them have the monopoly on something.
Absolutely.
But I love that. I love this idea of a puck. That's so
have
Canadian.
A puck. Yeah, because we can't say rondelle en France. Because I
I don't think one French person knows what a puck is.
How do you say puck in French?
Palais.
Is it, oh, they say palais.
Le palais.
Oh. Yeah, mais en québécois, on dit rondelle. Donc...
Rondelle in French rondelle. Is asshole. Oh, but okay. Rondelle in québécois is a puck.
I didn't know rondelle in French was an asshole.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I mean, yeah. Rondelle, I know, like, you would cut, I cut cucumbers in rondelles.
I once explained to a French guy what hockey is, and I literally told him in French, well, c'est 10 mecs en patin qui se passent une rondelle. Il a rien compris. Il a malheureusement rien compris.
Quite a bit, though.
Une partouze qui a mal viré.
But I mean, come on. I mean, like, lakes don't freeze in France. They don't ever get to that point. So, yeah.
So that's almost a 4-on-4. That's. I can
bad.
Give you like 100%. Shh, t'es wow, prêt à venir you. À Montréal pour vrai? T'es vraiment prêt à venir à Montréal? Yeah. Je vais continuer à regarder tes trucs. Merci d'avoir. En passant.
Mais, merci. Merci à toi.
Ben, ça fait plaisir. En passant, au Québec, on dit chocolatine.
Ah, non, c'est vrai?
On dit pas pain au chocolat. On dit je veux une chocolatine puis un croissant, s'il vous plaît.
Très cool.
Merci.
Rolly Assal, ladies and gentlemen, thanks very much for being on the show again.
My pleasure.
We'll see
nice
you next
to meet
week
you again.
For some nice to meet you Québécois. Again. See you next time when well, you're in France, if not, you know, God knows when we'll be able to cross the Atlantic.
Un jour.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, yeah, anybody who wants to know who I am, my Instagram channel has a lot of videos and series and a lot of stuff, cool stuff. Anyways, tu mettras
go
mon
to
truc. Bye.
At Rolly Assal on Instagram. He's got a lot of funny shit going on from Quebec. Rolly Assal. Merci beaucoup. À la semaine prochaine.
Parfait. Ouais, je vais sacrer mon camp. Ciao.
Ça marche. Ciao, man.
Ciao. Thanks,
ciao.
Guys.
See
bye.
See bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the first part of this show. As I said at the beginning, the show is now split into two parts. Part one, part two. It's basically kind of what it was before in the sense that 1 hour is on YouTube for free for everyone. The second hour... we're going to stay here for another 50 minutes or so chatting with you guys on Patreon, the people that support me on Patreon. Lauren Lanham did have a comment saying, "Oi, Paul, I wanted to send you a super chat to give you some dollar, but I can't find the button for it. I know you have Patreon, but was just curious." Super chat is a way of supporting people on YouTube by sending some money. The problem is this is a new YouTube channel and I can't activate the super chats until...
What,
I don't know.
10,000?
It might be 10,000 subscribers. So subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. In the meantime, patreon.com/PaulTaylor is where you can find the second part of this show. And it basically is a way of you supporting, like Super Chats, except I get all of the money instead of YouTube taking 30%. So you can buy me beers, virtual beers per month, and you get access to the second part of the show and a bunch of other videos and things like that every month. So with that said, Sebastian, thanks for joining me for part one of the show. People of Patreon who are already there, the link is on the website. For those of you who are not on Patreon, then we will see each other next week for another Happy Hour Live with another guest. Who is confirmed, but I'm not going to...
Oh, no, you should save that. That's a surprise.
It's a surprise. I will let you know next week. I might not even tell you until when it's actually live, because then the person on the sofa reveal...
has less impact.
Next week is a great guest. You've asked for the person, the people who have been here on seasons 1 and 2, you have asked for this person on the show, and they will be here next week. So, ladies and gentlemen... this is it for now. Patreon, we will see you in 5 to 10 minutes. We need to go for a pee, I need to go for a pee. You had a pee before the show. You were intelligent. So we'll see you in a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of part one of Paul Taylor's Happy Hour
Live.
Thank you for watching. In case you're leaving us now, then go find Sebastian Marks online on his YouTube channel, on his Instagram, Facebook, all of the things.
Everywhere.
Spelt Sebastian like in Spanish. Sebastian Marx. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching.
Thank you.
We'll see you very soon. Thanks for watching Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live. See you dickhead soon for another episode.